Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, my thank you to Hagman and Hagman for that last hour. I cannot believe how they lit those phone lines up. That was amazing. These are some of the most informative folks that I've ever listened to, and I've had the privilege of being on their show. My next guest today is Michael Schneider. And what's interesting with Mike is you guys have heard me quote him probably a dozen times on this show with the news stories that he has written. He is probably the most prolific writer on the New World Order and the globalists and the current economic conditions and what's going on in the United States, what's going on globally. The man is absolutely brilliant. I mean, he's one of the most articulate people I've ever read, and he gets his point across. He makes it succinct. He makes it easy to understand, and it's my pleasure to introduce him right now. So, Mike, good to have you on finally.
Oh, it's great to be on with you on the Power Hour this morning, and that was quite an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean it very sincerely. Now, I want the folks to realize I'm not going to take any phone calls the first half hour because I want to give Mike a lot of time to cover what's going on as far as global predictions. But at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be going live to the phones again with Michael. And I tell you what, guys, this guy knows what's happening in the financial markets, in the global markets. I want you to get ready to ask him the hard questions in the second half of the hour, the ones that I would have no idea how to answer, because he has his finger on the pulse of the economy of the world and knows what's going on in all of these different countries and how they're being involved with the BRICS and with the NATO nations and with all the stuff that's going on in Crimea. This is the man to ask. So, Mike, what do you want to cover? What are your trends or your predictions for 2015?
Oh, well, I think if for Pete, who've been kind of waiting, they've been saying, well, where is the financial collapse? Where is the economic collapse? Things seem kind of stable. You know, since the last crisis in 2008, we've had a few years here where things have seemed relatively stable. Well, I'm telling you, 2015, I've never been more concerned about a coming year since I started writing back in 2009 than I am about 2015. And already this morning, we're starting to see all kinds of craziness break loose. The stock market has been open for only about a half an hour so far, and already we've seen the price of oil fall. As I'm talking to you right now, it's already fallen $1.77 U.S. oil. It's down to $50.92 a barrel, and along with it, stocks are falling. The Dow already in a half an hour has fallen 194 points already. So we're, you know, people are coming back from the holidays, and we're starting to see the fear and the panic start to set in once again because of primarily the falling price of oil, and we can get into that tremendously today, how that is going to have a huge impact on our financial markets.
Wow, that's quite an introduction. I mean, you just said more in the last two minutes than I expected to cover on the whole show. That's pretty unbelievable that the stock market's already 190 points down and oil's already dropping. We're going to go, this is a real short break, but what I want you to do is I want to kind of lob you a softball on that. When we come back from this break, I want to go into detail on what happens when the falling price of oil hits the commodities market. And I want you to go into detail with the folks that are listening today, because a lot of folks don't realize what's happening in the derivatives market and how a lot of these bets, which is basically all derivatives are, have been placed on a higher than we have now dollar amount per gallon of oil, per barrel of oil, and what's going to happen to all of these bets. And how eerily reminiscent this is of 2007 and 2008 when the oil prices started to drop. And, of course, we know what happened with all of the major financial institutions in the country and the demanded bail-in and bail-out of all of these big banks. But, Mike, I mean, do you think that we have hope, or do you think that right now in 2015, and you just said this very succinctly, that you're more concerned about the health of the economy and the country right now than you've ever been before? And also, before we go to break, I want you to address true unemployment statistics. They're telling us their employment or unemployment rates way down. Tell the people the truth about the unemployment figures.
Yeah, as far as unemployment, people don't understand. If people doubt this, I want them to go to the Federal Reserve's website and look up the employment to population ratio, because actually the level of employment in this country has barely moved since the depths of the last recession. And I can hear the music on, but we can get into this right after we come back.
You got it, Michael. So once we come back from the break, we'll be back with Michael Schneider. You guys get ready to call in and ask him your questions.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with Ted Brewer. My guest this morning on my third hour is Michael Schneider. He has a brand new book out. It's called The Beginning of the End, and it's a new novel. It's basically entitled The Beginning of the End, and is now available in paperback format and Kindle. It's a book about the future of America that is going to shake a lot of people up, according to Mike. He says the goal for his book is to be used as a tool that you can share with your family, help people to realize they need to wake up. And that's why I've got Mike on this morning, because I've read so much of his stuff. I'll be honest with you, Mike. I read so many articles that you write every day. I have no idea I had time to write a book like this. So I want everybody to go out and get the book, and I know I'm certainly going to get a copy of it. So let's go ahead and start talking about what's going on in the global front, and what do you think the major concerns are for the United States right now, Mike?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, they think, oh, the price of oil is falling. That's going to be good for the economy. I'm going to pay less at the gas pump. There's going to be more money in my wallet. That's going to be good. Well, actually, it's not going to be good for our economy at all, and we can start to dig into all the reasons why. But when you're talking about the price of oil, first of all, let's talk about employment and finishing up on what we were talking about before the break. When you look at the percentage of, we all hear, oh, unemployment's going down, unemployment's going down. That's actually not the real reality of the situation. If you look at the employment to population ratio, in other words, it's a measurement of the percentage of the working age population that actually has a job. Well, before the last recession, before the last great financial crisis, it was sitting at close to 63% of all working age Americans had a job. The recession hit and it fell dramatically from about 63% all the way to below 59%. And it stayed there between 58 and 59% in a very narrow band from the end of 2009 all the way up until just the last couple of months. And in the last couple of months, it has ticked up just a little bit to just above 59%. The 59.2% was the last reading. But we're still way below where we used to be in terms of employment in this country. So there has been no recovery. It's really ticked up just a little bit. But the primary industry, and this is how it ties into oil, the primary industry that's been leading the way in job creation and creating jobs and helping us kind of tread water in unemployment in this country has been the energy industry. We're talking about shale oil. We're talking about all this. This shale oil boom, which we've seen in places like Texas, northern areas around the country. And those jobs are good-paying jobs. In fact, I saw a statistic that said that the average wages in the energy industry per week is $1,700 a week. So that's a wage that you can support a middle-class family on. You know, it's good. These are exactly the kind of jobs that we want. Unfortunately, now we've seen the price of oil. It's fallen from back in June. It was at a peak of about $106 a barrel, U.S. oil. Now it's fallen down to nearly $50 a barrel, more than half. And there's only been one other time in all of history when we've seen this happen. That was back in 2008, just before the great financial crisis struck in the fall. So I want people to keep that in mind. Okay, so the price of oil is falling dramatically. What is that doing? All of a sudden, a lot of some of these shale oil operations, they don't become profitable. People are like, okay, we're not. Instead of expanding and adding jobs, they're cutting back. In fact, we've already seen layoffs, job losses in the energy industry, in the shale oil industry. They've already been announced. So we're starting to bleed jobs. And if the price of oil stays this low or goes even lower, we're going to lose a lot more jobs. So instead of leading the way and creating good jobs, with the oil industry, and especially shale oil, is going to be leading the way in losing good jobs.
You know what's funny, Mike? I've got a cousin named Dave Brewer. He lives up in Iowa. A great guy, good friend of mine. I get emails from him every day. We correspond on a regular basis, and he had to go to North Dakota to find a job, and he was running heavy equipment, and he said that they can't get enough people. This was a few years ago. They were hiring everybody they could find. That it was one of the most booming economies in the country was North Dakota because of the shale oil, and now you're telling me that all that's coming down. What's the actual break-even cost for shale oil to be extracted? Is it? I think it's around $60 or $70 a barrel, isn't it?
Yeah, and it depends on the particular field. So, you know, in some areas it's harder to get out of the ground than others, and depending on the type of operation and so forth. So I've seen lots of numbers and lots of estimates, you know, all the way from $80 all the way. You know, there's some fields where, you know, they can do it for $30. But, you know, in general, the industry as a whole, this is just going to hit it very hard, you know, and we saw this back in the last financial crisis, you know, all over the world when the price of oil kind of crashed.
Let me ask you a question, Mike, if I can. I mean, right now, sure. A lot of speculation is that the reason this has happened is because the commodities brokers have stopped speculating on the oil and pushing it up, and they've been told to do so because they're trying to drive the price down in order to bankrupt the ruble, bankrupt Russia over Crimea, and that basically this whole thing was just a big centrifuge or obfuscation to try to crush Russia. Do you think there's any truth to that? Because we know that Russia has now raised its interest rates to 17% to try to stop the fall of the ruble. I mean, all this interplay, it's like Hagman and Hagman said at the last show, it's like a three-dimensional chessboard, and all these players are all interlocked. What do you think about that? Do you think we're doing this on purpose? Do you just think we have an oil glut and that basically the economies are slowing down so much because we're all basically going into a recession and that we're suffering with deflation, and in spite of the trillions and trillions of dollars that have been pumped into the economy, that basically the Fed's not going to be able to hold this ruse together unless they start QE4 or QE2 infinity? What do you think about all this? How's it all playing with the international players such as Russia?
Well, I think that there's a lot of potential truth behind that, because if you wanted to really hurt Russia, there's two main things you would go after. You'd go after oil and you'd go after the ruble. And right now we're seeing both fall dramatically. So, if the Obama administration, intended to hurt Russia, that those would be the kind of strategies you would implement. And so that's what we're seeing. Is that what they're actually, behind the scenes attempting to do? That's a very good question. And then the Obama administration, a lot of people might say, well, why would they want to hurt U.S. economy, the shale industry? Well, the radical environmentalists in the Obama administration aren't going to be shedding any tears over shale oil and fracking and all that. They don't like fracking. So they're going to hurt shale oil and all that in the process. Well, they think, well, that's just a bonus to hurting Russia. But then we've also got other geopolitical realities as well. We've got Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia could stabilize the price of oil overnight by announcing they're going to start cutting back on production. That would stabilize things. But they've chosen not to do that at any point so far during this whole crisis. So that says that Saudi Arabia is allowing prices to fall to a certain extent. Now, are they colluding with the U.S. government? Are they trying to hurt Russia? But in addition, Saudi Arabia has a couple of other interests here. One is Iran. Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia, they're Sunnis, and Iran has been a thorn in their side. They're Shiite Muslims. And Saudi Arabia is really, really becoming upset with Iran for a number of different reasons. So is Saudi Arabia seeking to hurt Iran? Then others have speculated, well, Saudi Arabia is concerned about the shale oil industry, how the United States is becoming the largest producer of oil in the world. Shale oil has been booming. Saudi Arabia's been losing market share. So Saudi Arabia says, well, we're going to crush the shale oil producers by driving the price down. That's going to put a bunch of them out of business. We're going to get some market share back. So there's all these moving pieces. So is it two-dimensional, three-dimensional? Exactly what's going on behind the scenes? And certainly without a doubt, there are deflationary forces that are working on the global economy. That's why the central bank, one of the reasons the central banks have been printing so much money to keep the bubble inflated, while if they left everything alone, we would actually see deflation because there's so many deflationary forces at work. We're seeing this not only in the price of oil, but also in commodities, in a whole broad range of commodities, specifically industrial commodities, talking about iron ore, nickel, aluminum, copper. We're seeing them decline. They've been declining, especially in recent months. And that's something we also saw before the last great financial crisis in 2008. We saw commodities fall before the stock market crashed. And so that's something to keep an eye on as well. So it's not just oil that's falling, but a broad range of commodities are falling right now. So many things.
Go ahead. Do you think we're going to have to start QE to infinity to get this thing pumped back up again? I mean, they're not just going to let everything collapse unless they're trying to bring in a new world order, one world government, and a one world currency. What are they planning on doing, Mike?
Well, I think there's far more going on behind the scenes than any of us could possibly imagine. And so, it's hard to speculate on what their intentions are. But I do believe that down the road we're going to see tremendous money printing. But I believe that this next crisis, kind of like the crisis in 2008, is going to be a deflationary financial crash, credit crunch, where back in 2008 there was all this panic on Wall Street. All of a sudden, no one wanted to lend to one another. Banks didn't want to lend to one another. Banks didn't want to lend to companies or anyone else. And so there was this credit crunch. People couldn't get money for their businesses to fund payrolls, to expand, to do anything. I think that's what we're going to see. Now, eventually down the road, the response to that is going to be tremendous money printing, the hyperinflation that people have talked about. But I think that's down the road. First, I believe we're going to see a great financial crisis. We're going to see deflation. We're going to see a tremendous panic on Wall Street. And this ties in once again back into the oil, because something else that happened before the last great financial crisis, we saw a crash in junk bonds. Another term for it is high yield debt. And what's happened over the past decade especially is that a lot of these shale oil projects, a lot of this energy boom has been funded by junk bonds. and people have been lending tremendous amounts of money at very low interest rates. But now,
hey Michael, we're going. I want you to come back on the junk bonds. We're going to the next break. We'll be right back with Michael Schneider. You guys get ready for your phone calls.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer. My host this hour is Michael Schneider. He's going to just absolutely blow the telephones up. I'm going to give out the phone number right now. You guys get ready. You need to get on here quick because you're not going to get on. I can already tell by the covering of the topics that we're using this morning or talking about. 855-995-6923. That's 855-995-6923. one of my favorite articles that I've seen from Michael Schneider. In fact, if you want to read more of his stuff, you go to endoftheamericandream.com, endoftheamericandream.com, or the Economic Collapse blog, and you can go look at his new books there. He wrote an article back here a couple of months ago. It's called 15 Signs That We Live During a Time of Rampant Government Paranoia. This is back in October. And he starts talking about how the United States has become the nation of permanent emergency. In fact, there has been at least one state of emergency in effect in this country since 1979. He goes into dealing with one out of three people in America has been are in the file of an FBI master criminal database. We have he basically they are I'm gonna just read you this set of paraphrasing. Most people don't realize this, but the FBI also systematically records talk radio programs. Well, have fun with that. I've listened to me more than once. I talk so fast. Number five in Wisconsin, 24 armed police officers are an armored military vehicle were recently sent to collect a civil judgment from a 75-year-old retiree. It's being reported that the officials fear they might be. That the 75-year-old might be argumentative. I mean, 24 armed police officers are sent in an armored military vehicle to give a civil judgment to a 75-year-old retiree. I mean, now it's telling you that thousands of Americans have their mail spied upon by the U.S. Postal Service. Most people don't realize that a U.S. border is not considered to be a constitutional free zone where officials can freely grab your computer and copy your hard drive. And he goes on to say the feds have apparently become extremely concerned about what all of us are saying on the Internet. In fact, they're being caught manipulating discussions on Reddit and editing Wikipedia. I mean, this man has his finger on the pulse of the planet. 1-855-995-6923 for your questions for Michael. Michael, you were talking about the collapse of the junk bonds and what's going to happen with those bonds and what's going to happen to the economy when they do start to fall. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before the last financial crisis in 2008, junk bonds crashed hard, and this was before the stock market crashed. So this is another leading indicator. I've been talking about a series of leading indicators that happened just before the last stock market crash happening again right now. Junk bonds, over the past decade, the junk bonds market has become really dominated by these energy companies. In fact, energy companies now account for close to 20%, 16 to 20% of the entire junk bond market. But now these energy companies, because the price of oil has crashed, a lot of these shale oil producers, a lot of these companies that stocked up on junk bonds and high yield debt, They're going to default on this debt. They're going to start to have problems because the price of oil has gone below their cost of production. And so we're going to start to see a huge shift in the junk bond market. We already started to see it in November, at the beginning of December. Then it's rebounded a little bit, but it's going to go down even more as these energy producers get into trouble. And the reason why this is so important is because, and CNBC has reported on this, almost every single time the junk bond market crashes, the stock market crashes too. In fact, over the past decade, there's been a 90% correlation in terms of stock market corrections to when the junk bonds have gone down. So people need to watch that. Very, very important. And so all
Mike,
of these
Mike,
things
Mike, let me break in for just a second. How long do we have? I mean, I know you're not clairvoyant, and I know you're not a soothsayer. I understand all that. But, I mean, how long do we have, based upon your projections, between now and whenever, before all this stuff starts to come apart at the seams?
Right. Well, unlike, you know, a lot of people who write about these things, I don't characterize economic collapse as a single event. This is something that's going to play out over time and get progressively worse. But like I said, you know, I didn't give this type of warning about 2013 or 2014, but I feel so strongly about 2015, about what's already happening and about what's going to happen. So I'm telling people they need to get prepared now. We're running out of time. You know, instead of talking about years, we need to be talking about months or
Whoa.
Coming up soon talking about weeks, you know, because it's all coming up to the exact same patterns that we saw in the months and weeks leading up to the last crisis are happening again. So I hope people understand. And people don't understand how truly, truly vulnerable our financial system is right now. Because, you know, getting back to oil, what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of these oil producers, they, through the use of derivatives, they've locked in their prices for the coming year. But the people who are going to take the losses are the big banks. And we can get into that after the break.
All right, after the break, we'll back for phone calls. Lines are lit up. Got this one line left. Get it. You better get it while it's getting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is your host, Ted Thrower. Having a great time today. I've got a great guest this morning. We had Hagman and Hagman. My thanks again to them. And my thanks also to Michael Schneider. He's been doing a wonderful job with us this morning. He's one of the most prolific writers I've ever read. I don't know how in the world he sleeps at night with all the stuff he writes. He must just stay and do constant research. Tomorrow we're going to have Dave Hodges and Tex Mars on. I'm going to put text on the spot. He's got a lot of interesting theories as to who's really in charge of the global economy, who's really doing what to the United States, who's doing what to the world, and we're going to put him on the hot seat. I'm looking forward to him. He's one of my favorite authors. I really like the guy. I love the fact that he speaks with such authority and he really believes in what he's saying. And so we're going to have a bunch of questions for Tex Mars tomorrow. Plus, we have Dave Hodges on tomorrow. He's like Hagman and Hagman. He has millions of listeners to his blog and his talk show that he has. And I want everybody to stay tuned for tomorrow's show because we're bringing the top people in the country on with you guys, you know, on these shows. And I just feel privileged to be able to host and to be on these shows with these guys and ask the questions that I've always wanted to ask them. And hopefully we're bringing some additional insight into their thoughts, into their dreams, and into their aspirations, and into their views of what's happening on and what's going to happen to the United States. But, Michael, I want to come back and ask you a real quick question, because we're talking about derivatives right now. We're talking about the bond markets. We're talking about basically legalized gambling. You know, I had read a few years ago, back in 2008, the actual global derivatives that, you know, we had been signed on to were about 1.4 quadrillion, which is 1,400 trillion, and it's supposed to have gone up since then. Is that true? Is that a true number? Or because those numbers are so far out of the realm for most people to even try to understand, is that possible that the entire planet is $1.4 quadrillion in debt, if not more, because of the change of the laws in banking with Clinton under the loss of Glass-Steagall? I mean, why did this happen, and is it even true?
Well, what I like to start with is the number that we all know is reality, which is the Bank for International Settlements, which is based in Switzerland, which is
Basel,
the central bank for central banks. Yeah. They admit that the global derivatives bubble is $710 trillion in size. So that's kind of the starting point. Other people put it up above $1 quadrillion. And I don't know if anyone knows the real number, but we know that it's at least $710 trillion in size.
Now, one second, Mike. $710 trillion. The Bank of International Settlements. There's a really good book that was just come out a few years ago. It's called The Tower of Basel. I just read it a couple of weeks ago when Rodney Howard Brown was on with me a few weeks ago. He promoted that book on the air. I read it. It's a good read. You need to realize what the Bank of International Settlements is and how it was involved with funding the Nazis during the war, during World War II. Go ahead, Mike. Their number is $700 trillion.
Yeah, and so that's an amount of money that's almost unimaginable because, you know, people talk about our U.S. national debt, $18 trillion. That's a crazy amount of money. So when you're talking about $710 trillion, you're just in crazy land. But it's how vulnerable our banks are at this point because they've transformed Wall Street into the greatest and largest casino in the history of the planet. And for example, once again, this ties back into oil because some of the largest shale oil producers in the entire country, well, they've, through derivatives contracts, they've locked in their price back when it was about $100 a barrel for the next couple of years, two-thirds of their production, three-quarters of their production, some of the largest producers in the entire country. And so who's going to take the losses on these? It's the banks, the people on the other end of the derivatives contracts, in which they've guaranteed these oil producers $95 or $100 a barrel, and yet right now the price is $50 a barrel. So someone
this is exactly what happened with AIG, correct, when they bought the insurance and the big gambling and all this, and we had to bail AIG out.
Yeah, with AIG, it was derivatives that was their big problem.
That's right.
And so, you know, once again, there's going to be some people on Wall Street on the other end of these contracts which are going to take massive losses if the price of oil does not rebound substantially from where it is right now.
One more quick question for you, Mike. Is it true that they have now made our deposits in banks as part of the bank's investments, and we can actually lose our deposits or be forced in a bail-in situation like Greece in which the bank takes loss but we lose our savings account? Is that even true?
Well, in terms of what they just did in Congress is they made the FDIC backing a lot of these derivatives in which if the bank lose out, then all of a sudden the bill comes to the U.S. taxpayer and we're bailing them out on their tremendous reckless bets. And
again,
the exposure.
Okay, hang on one second. Yeah. Mike, I promise phone calls. 855-995-6923. I've got a full board. Michael Schneider, I'm going to go to phone calls now. Tom in Missouri, go ahead. You've got a question for Mike Schneider.
Yeah, basically a comment. Real quick, you guys mentioned all kinds of problems. You know, a trillion here, a trillion there. I appreciate you're talking real money. My comment is, you know, Federal Reserve's a private bank. We have the national debt. You know, we print the money, we give it to the Federal Reserve, and then loan it back to us, borrow it back at interest. You know, like, hello, is anybody there? If we can just create fiat currency out of thin air, why do we have to borrow it in the first place? Why don't we just print it debt-free and have United States notes? Period. That's all I've got.
That's a great question, Tom. Go right ahead, Mike.
Oh, I 100% agree with the caller. This is a point I've made over and over on the economiccollapseblog.com in that most people in this country don't even understand where money comes from, where money is created, how the Federal Reserve System was created to trap us in a perpetual debt spiral from which we could never escape. And so since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, we've seen the size of the U.S. national debt get more than 5,000 times larger. The value of the U.S. dollar has declined by about 98%. It's at the very heart of our problem. So it's not a matter of tweaking things here or getting the right politicians into office. Something needs to be done about the Federal Reserve because it's at the very heart of our financial problems.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Mike, what I always tell the listeners is this. When they print the currency, they don't print the interest. So the interest can never be paid back. So we have to take the interest on as debt. And when that happens, we go into a debt spiral, like you just said, that can never be paid back. Dave in Texas, go ahead. Question for Mike. Go ahead, Dave in Texas. You're on the air. Okay, we're going to Nancy in Rhode Island. Sorry, Dave. Nancy in Rhode Island, you have a question for Michael Schneider.
Yes, I do. I'm elderly, and I have a little money in the bank. Do I leave it there? What do I do with it?
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, that's a great question. I'm a big believer in not putting all of your eggs in one basket. Now, unlike some other people who talk about these things, I do believe in having an emergency fund. You know, in the last crisis, we saw people were living right on the edge month to month, and then all of a sudden they lost their job. They couldn't pay their mortgage. They lost their home. They go from living a middle-class lifestyle to being out on the street. So I do believe in having an emergency fund of at least that'll cover at least 6 months of your expenses. But then I'm also a big advocate in investing in gold and silver. Over the long term. In the short term, there's going to be wild swings, but
okay, Mike,
over the long term, I love gold and silver.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, Nancy has cash. Should she take that cash and invest it in gold and silver and make that her emergency fund, or should she leave it in the fiat currency? What should she do?
Well, I do believe in having some cash, not only in the bank, but also a certain amount at home for emergencies. If you can turn it into gold or silver in a way that you can quickly turn it back into cash if you need it, then that's a positive thing as well. So, you know, it's tricky. I believe in that there's a balance, and you don't want to have all of your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
All right. Kurt in Iowa, go ahead. Go ahead, Kurt in Iowa. I'm sorry to go short on these calls, but we have a full board. The phone lines are ringing off the hook for Michael Schneider, which I knew they would do. I told you guys at the beginning of the hour, this guy was brilliant, one of the finest writers I've ever read. And being a writer myself, I don't say that very often. He's just absolutely amazing with the knowledge that he has. And so that's why I wanted everybody to get ready for these phone calls. But we've got to go through them quick. We've got all the phone lines are lit up. They're all ringing. We're going as quick as we can. Kurt in Iowa, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Where do you see the rural, what's going on here in, you know, rural America with the land prices being so high, cattle are so high? These bubbles, what do you see happening with that?
Well, I believe that all the bubbles are going to burst. When this next crisis comes and all of a sudden there's problems with the big banks and you're going to want to listen for problems with the derivatives, problems with the too big to fail, just like in 2008, then we're going to see credit freeze up. And all of a sudden when credit freezes up, because our economy is based on debt and credit and we buy everything, cars, homes, going to school with debt, all of a sudden people aren't going to be getting debt, and so that's going to drive prices down in the short term. Now, in the long term, we're going to see tremendous inflation as the government responds, and that'll play out over months and years and following the crisis. But in the short term, we're going to see all these asset bubbles burst and prices going down and people having trouble selling things. So look for that in the immediate aftermath of this coming financial crash.
Now, Michael, let me ask you a question. We know the banks are sitting on trillions of dollars they've bought in government bonds, and they bought a whole bunch of blue chip stocks to push up the stock market. We know a lot of the banks are being controlled through the Federal Reserve Rothschild banking cartel. We know that. I mean, everybody who listens to this show already knows that. So what's the interesting thing here is that are they going to start lending out the trillions of dollars? Are they going to sell their government bonds? Are they going to liquidate their blue chip stocks? Are they going to make it easier to get loans from them, or are they just going to tighten down on the money they've got and just start hoarding it? What do you think they're going to do with all of those trillions?
Well, I think the big banks are going to actually be in massive amounts of trouble in this next crisis because what they've done, they've become way too reckless. You know, people think these big banks are untouchable. Well, actually, you know, there are the There are six too-big-to-fail banks in this country, and they have approximately two-thirds of all banking assets in this country, of all banking deposits, and they account for most loans in this country. But
can you list those six banks? You know them off the top of your head?
Yeah, well, five of them have exposure to derivatives in excess of $40 trillion. And here are the
What are the banks? What are the banks' names?
Morgan Stanley. That has exposure to derivatives of more than $44 trillion. Bank of America has exposure to derivatives of more than $55 trillion. Goldman Sachs has exposure to derivatives of more than $57 trillion. Citibank has exposure to derivatives of more than $61 trillion. And the biggest one of all, J.P. Morgan Chase, has exposure to derivatives of more than $68 trillion. But their assets are so much smaller than that. For example, J.P. Morgan Chase, their total assets are only $2.5 trillion. So when you're talking their potential exposure is $68 trillion, it's mind-blowing. These banks are walking a tightrope, living on the edge, and they're headed for massive trouble. You know, I want people to understand this.
Well, what's interesting to me about this is even though they may have trillions of dollars on their balance sheets, they have tens of trillions of dollars in derivative debt they've signed on to. And what's interesting also about these, almost every bank you listed there are directly involved with the Rothschild banking cartel. Anyway, the question, any other comments, Kurt?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning again. 2001, 2008, 2015 are Shemitah years. Shemitah means collapse. I have one comment. Cheer up, Saints. It's going to get worse.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right, Michael. Shemitah years. I keep hearing about this Shemitah stuff. Do you know anything about this, or is this just more of the media hype?
No, I know it very well. There is and I've written about this on the website. I've written an entire article. There's a seven-year cycle of financial crashes in this country. We saw back in 2001 a financial crash. It was during the biblical Shemitah year, which goes from the fall to the fall in general. But this is from the Old Testament all the way back, kind of on God's calendar in which he set up for the people of Israel, in which every 7 years there was supposed to be a rest. The land would rest, but there would also be a release of debts. And so this Shemitah year, we've seen even up into modern times, is significant. For example, 2001, on the very last day of the Shemitah year, the 29th of Elul on the biblical calendar, in 2001 was the greatest stock market crash in U.S. history up until that time. And that record held for exactly 7 years, until 7 years later on the biblical calendar, the 29th of Elul in 2008, once again was the greatest stock market crash in U.S. history exactly 7 years later. Well, now we're coming up to it again in 2015. It's going to be in September. Now, on this particular day in September, September 13th, it falls on a Sunday this time. And so the stock market's not going to crash on that particular date. But we've seen this the pattern. And actually, you can go all the way back to the Great Depression. I've written about this on my website. We've had major economic problems, financial crashes every 7 years, going all the way back to the Great Depression. And it happens to fall, this next one, on 2015. It started last fall and goes through this upcoming fall. And so a lot of these crashes have fallen at the end of these Shemitah years, every 7 years, kind of like clockwork. And once again, we're heading up to that. So is the pattern going to repeat once again this time? We'll see.
Wow, that says a lot. All right, Johnny, Missouri, go ahead.
Am I there now?
You're there, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Ted. Mr. Snyder, all these investments you're talking about are all manipulated markets, okay? And it's interesting you start referring back to the Israelite Jubilee periods and how we have a mirror image of that, to where instead of finding the relief, we find more pressure. What I'm hearing does nothing but reemphasize the fact that the people, the citizens of this country need to get focused on not only our government, but also our financials. The Rockefeller Foundation is supposed to be valued somewhere over $700 quadrillion, which would clear the books plus, and they would still have their comfortable trust fund to fall back on. Do you know anything about that, Mr. Snyder?
Thanks so much, Johnny. I've not heard that with the Rockefellers. I know that the Rothschilds are worth, you know, quadrillion dollars. Have you heard the Rockefeller Foundation was worth that much before, Michael?
I've never heard that before. But without a doubt, the global elite behind the scenes have awesome amounts of money. We do know that there are tens of trillions of dollars in what are called offshore banks outside the country. People have heard of the Cayman Islands and some of these others where they take the money, they put it offshore, they shield it from taxes. And so they're sitting, we do know that the global elite, it's been documented, are sitting on tens of trillions of dollars. In which they've stashed their wealth away. So they've hoarded all this wealth, you know, which is larger than the size of the U.S. national debt. So
But they're not doing this in fiat currency, are they? They're doing this in gold or silver or some other type of precious asset, aren't they?
Well, they have some in fiat currency, of course, and different currencies around the globe, but then they also have tremendous amounts of gold and silver and artwork, and they don't put all their eggs in one basket, without a doubt, and I recommend that for the listeners as well. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket.
All right, we're going to the final break with Michael Snyder. You guys stay tuned. We've got a couple phone lines open. Give us a call. We'll take your phone calls.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Seth Rowe, your host for today.
And if you'd like to learn more about me or what I do, you go to healthmasters.com. I do have a newsletter that we send out absolutely free. You go to healthmasters.com website, sign up for the newsletter, learn about the latest cutting-edge health technologies. My guest today, and we're going to take him to the very top of the hour, is going to be Michael Schneider. I'm going to let him finish out the show taking phone calls, but he's basically a brilliant University of Florida law graduate that has basically been so prolific in writing that I'm just amazed by he can write this much and be this articulate. He's well-versed in all of the different facets of the economy and what's going on globally with all the different countries and what's going on with our currencies. Today we've been talking extensively about fiat currencies, the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve banks, the debt that they're under, the derivatives that they're under, the lack of assets they have to protect the derivatives, what happened with Glass-Steagall. And Mike's been covering all of this stuff this morning. I want you to go to his website, endoftheamericandream.com, endoftheamericandream.com. Get The Beginning of the End, his new novel. It's written as a fictional account of what may happen in the United States, probably a clairvoyant account of what will probably happen if we don't change this through prayer and through lifestyle change it by helping to hopefully change the public figures in Washington, get rid of some of these folks up there. But we're going to go right back to the phone calls right now because we've got a whole board of calls still here, Mike, and I'm going to finish them as quickly as we can. But again, I want to thank you for being on with me this morning. Let's go ahead and let's go to Linda in Texas. Go ahead. Question for Michael Schneider.
Hi, Michael. In Texas, we have a horrible drought condition, and California as well. And yet, in both these states, huge money corporations like Halliburton go around fracking, using 3 to 7 million gallons of water for every single well. And then they have to turn around and make another well to deposit their toxic waste, which is causing earthquakes up in northeast Texas. And these big money oil interests are now suing that little county of Denton. I was wondering what your take is on the cost of fresh water versus the benefits of fracking, because there's no replacement for fresh water.
And good question, Linda. Thank you, Linda. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, and I agree. The environmental cost is tremendous. And then in terms of water, you know, the Western United States is really drying up. And one of the places we're seeing this in the U.S. cattle herd has been declining in size for about seven years in a row, and now the smallest has been in about 50 years. So, yeah, fresh water is at such a premium, so we can't really afford millions and millions of gallons for anything. So, yeah, we've got huge agricultural problems out in California. All this massive water crisis is coming to the western part of the country. I wish we had time to fully get into it. But, yeah, it is a huge problem.
Well, Michael, I'll have you back on again. I've really enjoyed the show with you. I mean, your knowledge of all of these events to me is just staggering, because I know you must spend your entire life doing research and writing. Let's go ahead and go to Sandra in Tennessee. Go ahead, Sandra.
So I have a comment. I buy Israel bonds, and for the reason I always indicate, the war of Armageddon.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's my comment.
Well, thank you for your comment. I think you mentioned something about the War of Armageddon there.
I think you're talking about Israel bonds, uh-huh. She's breaking up a little bit my end.
Yeah, I agree with the caller that we are moving into the time that the Bible refers to as the last days. And so I do believe that things are only going to become more chaotic from here on out, starting this year.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour today. Your host is Ted Brower. That'd be me. First week of January 2015. I'll talk to you tomorrow.